Don't worry about people. Because of cell phones, social media, and the pressure of the schoolwork, homework, children live in tension and frustration. We don't know what's going on with them in the school while they are in 8 hours, 7 years at the school. Somebody is bullying, the teacher is shouting or punishing, whatever going through whole day, we are unaware. When they come home, now we bother them again, we shout them again. So the entire life becomes miserable. They are under pressure all the time. There is a minimal discussion and dialogue between the parents and children. They put pressure on children to do excellence in their studies. This is also wrong. There is a difference of wavelength between the parents and children. They are not on the same page. There is an emotional connectivity between the parents and children. There is a mutual understanding amongst themselves. These are the problems. Children complain that they don't have outdoor physical sports and activities like before they used to have. And they don't have friends outside to play with them anymore. All the youngsters and kids are busy indoors in the houses with their devices and internet activities and playing the dangerous, disastrous and mind-blowing harmful games. We don't even realize the games our child, our daughter and son is playing. How dangerous that game is. We don't even know the name of the game. We don't know how to play it. So we just ignore them. We just leave them alone in their room. We don't care. We don't concern about it. They only enjoy it through media and TV. Now, they don't even have interest in watching TV. TV is gone out of interest now. Because everything is available on smartphones. All internet, all the channels, all TV programs, all the music and films, what they used to watch on the TV screen, no more. They have everything available on their palm, on their hands. So then you will interest in the big screen TVs. Parents are unaware or have no interest in finding out what kind of games their children are playing for hours and hours and with whom they engage in chatting and text messaging. Some of the games they have to reply, answer and go back and forth. So they are engaged with other players. Due to the internet worldwide, they have the international friends circle. Someone is playing from Russia, someone is playing from Indonesia, someone playing from UK, and he's playing from here, join with them. We don't know who is the other side. But they are invisible. Parents don't know all those friend circle with whom they are playing, our son and daughters. They are invisible. We don't know who are the other side. Parents don't know who they are. Sometimes bad-mannered people, and this happening quite often, sometimes bad-mannered people play games and have dirty conversation with young sons and daughters with the fake IDs. They pretend they are also young with the fake name, and they blackmail especially to our daughters. What and what they do, we don't know the people, and our daughters and sons are so scared, they don't share anything with us. Because they get problem if I am going to tell to my mom and dad, they're going to shout me again. They're going to punish me again. So they just keep quiet. And they get frustrated, you know, emotionally in their minds. They don't have anyone to open up, to share their feelings, to discuss this problem with anyone, confidentially. Because parents are above, they are out of reach. They don't have confidence in the parent. They want to hide everything from the parents. So son or daughter wants to become, this is also one of the problem and issue, school going, college going students, that for example, he want to become CA, chartered accountant, but parents force them to become a doctor. No, you have to become, I am a doctor, you have to be doctor. I am engineer, you have to be engineer. He doesn't have interest in that field. He doesn't like it, but parents force him. So this force is unnecessary. He has an interest in art, for example, but parents forced to take science. And when he takes science by force, he got no interest to study, he's going to fail, he's not going to progress. Give them chance, give them freedom, let them decide what they want to become in their life. It will be their life. You will be gone. Let them freely choose their subject, what they want. Then if you allow them to choose their own subject, they will have interest and they will work hard to achieve the goal because this is their own choice. They will progress in that field. Some of the parents don't know what homework his children are doing, in which grade they are. Some of the parents don't even know, in my daughter, my son, in which grade. They are so ignorant. They can't help or don't want to help them with their homework because they don't know math, they don't know science by themselves. How are they going to help? But you don't have to physically, solve the problems. At least you sit with them while they are doing homework. Call some teachers, call some friends. Help them in that regard. Be with them while they are doing the homework. Then your presence will help them, will give them energy, will give them confidence. Oh, my mom is sitting next to me, my dad is there. And even you can ask some teachers for online, help services, but be with them. You don't have to solve problem by yourself, but be with them, present there while they are doing work. So that will make a big difference. They have no time to attend parents' meeting at school. So they are unaware of their kids' progress and problems. They don't know. They can't join them on their field trips because of their work schedule. So they lose all their enjoyment. The child is gone alone, and other kids' parents are there with them. So they are enjoying with the parents, and this lonely child, son and daughter, feeling loneliness because his mom and dad is not with him. Whatever interest children have, parents don't have it. And whatever parents have, children don't like it. So children get confused whether they should fulfill their parents' desire or follow their own wishes. They are confused. What should I do? There is a lack of mutual bond between them. Most of the time, children feel uncomfortable in the presence of their parents. They don't like it. Instead of blaming anyone, we should look for the solution. Parents should give alternatives to their children. They should take their children for a walk or play with them, or do some house cleaning, gardening, and grass cutting with the children. Involve them. On the weekend, take them to visit some relatives and friends. If someone is sick, take them with you to visit in the hospital. Drive together in the same car. For example, if a function Saturday evening, someone is going for wedding or some halakha or something. So daughter is driving her own car, son is driving his own car, and parents is driving third car. They all going to the same destination, but they all three are in different cars. They are not sitting together. This is big problem. So drive with them. And let them drive, sit on the back and let them drive. They feel better. Oh, my parents have confidence in me. They are allowing me to drive. No, most of the time when we sit with the daughter and son, we bug them. We become, digital.
Instructor.
Yeah. Go, don't drive fast. Apply the brake. There you're going to be. He become frustrated. You say, what I'm doing? So be quiet and let them drive. He will take you to the safe place. Discuss their current affairs. friendly talk, joke with them, share your childhood stories, your school days stories. Ask them what is going on with them in the school. How can you help them solve their personal affairs or problems they are facing, etc. We should make them our friends and gain their confidence. Make them our friends and gain their confidence. Children should believe that their parents are their best friends. He, she can share anything with his, her parents. Even if he does wrong, makes a mistake, still his parents will forgive him and will stand with him. They will guide him and try to solve all the problems. This confidence the children have to gain from the parents. They will not shout or punish him for that mistake. If children don't have confidence in their parents, then a media of friends will become their friends. And they will lead his life towards destruction. The age between 9 and 13 is a very critical period. They are changing from childhood to the youth and adolescence. Loss of physical and mental changes and process they are going through. That is the period very important to understand them and support them morally and physically. In that age, they like more freedom and independence. They feel that their parents are not understanding them. They need unconditional love. At that age, they are going through lots of things, facing lots of challenges physically, mentally, and emotionally. They are confused. In that period, parents have to play a very important, integral, crucial, and logical role. They need to display lots of patience, to protect and guide our children to the right path is our responsibility. We are answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about upbringing of our children as we are striving hard to fulfill their worldly needs like food, clothing, shoes, etc. We have to take care of their spiritual and mental needs as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, protect yourself and your progeny from the hellfire. Another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wa'mur ahlak bis salati wastabir 'alayha. La nas'aluka rizqan nahnu narzuquka wal 'aqibatu lit taqwa. Command your family members to establish prayer and you also be persistent on it. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Beware, every one of you is a shepherd and every one of you is answerable with regard to their folks. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every child is born on fitra, natural constitution, then his parents make him Jew or Christian or fire worshipper. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no father give any gift to his son better than good character and discipline. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in one of the hadith, command your children to perform salah when they are only 7 years old and punish them for ignoring prayer when they are 10 years old and separate their beds. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to fulfill our responsibility towards our children. Yeah.